Welcome, welcome, guys. This is Dino from Sarandino's True Talk. It's been a while. Happy 2021 to everyone. Hope everyone is doing very well. I know 2020 started off on the bad foot and kind of ended on a bad foot, and 2021 is starting to get that same preconceived notion. A lot been going on in this state. We had a couple of issues over in Washington, obviously. We're not going to get into the political aspect of it. But I hope everyone is staying warm and safe out there, because there was some snow down here in Texas. It's been quite an interesting weather pattern that we've been receiving over here. So it's been okay. Interesting year, start of the year. A lot of people still dealing with COVID situation. You got some people that are also still working from home. So shout out to you guys for all those essential workers still doing what they need to do. Just know that we thank you for what you're doing. It may not seem important. But it is needed, especially now during this time that everybody's kind of acting up. Other than that, just coming up on here, just wanted to make a new episode, starting off the year on a good foot. I was thinking about this episode long and hard, and I think what I wanted to talk about was a topic we came across kind of the mid last year, and then kind of end of this year, is you're enough. Knowing that you're enough. A lot of people don't understand, and not necessarily that they don't understand what it means, but I'll give you my perception of what enough is. Whether you're in the hole right now, or you're succeeding in life, just know that there's a lot that you're already not only doing, but steps that you're taking in your life to move forward or succeed. Now, there's one thing that always used to hold me back when I was coming up, and it was always the need to get confirmation before jumping into something. And this was more when I was a little younger. Like, I always wanted to get somebody's advice before I would do something. I never would take my own advice, or maybe just do the research myself first. For a long time there, and I want to make sure that my community is aware of that, and maybe it'll help you out. So if you're that person that kind of is always asking around because you're unsure. I would challenge you to just write down some of your goals, and maybe write some of the things that you want in life, or start working on your scheduling. Maybe that'll help you out as far as moving forward and getting out of that lens. What I'm seeing more and more, unfortunately, is a lot of people are starting to crumble under pressure, just from all the stressors and everything that's going on. And if you're feeling that way, I will also try to challenge you to think about your surroundings. Is it people that is bringing you down? Is it the situation that's bringing you down? Do you think that it is something that needs to be worked on separately, or maybe taking some more time to analyze that thing? Or maybe you've been working too hard. Maybe you're the complete opposite. You've been working your ass off, but you're not seeing the results that you want, or maybe you're not where you want to be. So if you're in that position, I would try to say, go ahead and stop for a minute. When you get home, unplug, and just kind of attempt to just slow things down in your head. 'Cause what I'm noticing is that not only a lot of the people that have been more stressed out during this time, but because of everything else that's going on, there's a lot of added factors. Some people are worried about their family members, some people are worried about their neighbors and friends. Currently there's a couple of people I know that are in the hospital for different reasons, and I do worry about them. And you can control the situation as best as you can, but if you're one of those that wants to go visit in the hospital and feel like you're adding more to maybe what that person is doing, I would say go ahead and do that. You know, if you're thinking, if you got that prompting, you know, in your heart or your soul where you need to hit up somebody like, hey man, are you okay? You know, if everything is good, go ahead and execute it, because once they're gone or once they start getting into a position that they're bad, I keep seeing these people feel horrible. I was like, you shouldn't feel horrible when someone passes away. It's a part of life, and we're gonna accept it. But what I want people to understand is, during this, you know what I mean? When you have someone that passes away, whether they're close to you or not, if you didn't get to enjoy their life while they were alive, and you didn't do the things that you wanted to do with them while they were alive, don't cry on that person's casket. You know what I mean? Like, I get frustrated because I've seen it a lot. A lot of people get, you know, mad, you know, like, oh, I should have done this, I should have done that, you should have, could have, would have, but didn't. So do it. Do it. Spend the time with the people you care about right now. That's the best thing to be doing right now. And if you don't have that social environment, go reach out to maybe somebody you didn't think you would have a relationship, whether it be a friendship or not. Or go out and put yourself in a position where you can find the people that you're looking for. You know, find a person in the field that you want to work in. Find a group of personnel that maybe are working out in the morning or doing something like that in your area. The little things, and I would just say that this topic, what I wanted to talk about isn't knowing you're enough, is because we tend to look at everything we don't have and what we do have. You know what I mean? If you have a roof over your head and you have internet access right now and a job, you are blessed. You are blessed. You know, there's others out there that may not have food at this moment or may be in a position where they have to move because their situation has changed. I've seen that actually quite a bit in the older community. A lot of older people moving around during this time, which is surprising. But I think it's also the writing on the wall with how cost of living has been going in the United States, and also just the state of the country politically right now is kind of a mess with COVID, because it's like policing at a distance. You know, it's been an interesting year, you know, and I have to say that these rants, you know, these rants that we go on sometimes, I had to catch myself the other day, because I've been almost holding on to a lot of angst, you know, a lot of built up aggression, you know, and I just been wanting to vent it out, and I realized that this is a good time for me to start rolling. You know, this is a good time for me to start hitting the bag or running. These are the things I've been doing lately, when I feel that way, because you gotta get out of that mode. And now it's almost becoming a new norm to have all this distance. I'm not saying don't practice social distancing, because COVID is still a thing and it's still out there and it is still damaging people. So if you think you're safe, you're really not. You're gonna get it at some point, and I that's my honest opinion, is like, if you don't have it, you're gonna get it, and if you get it and you have a bad reaction, then God bless you, because it's either your time or not. It's what I've been seeing out there on both ends, and I'm sorry to be so rash about it, but at the same time, I really think that it needs to be said, because people are experiencing death maybe for the first time. Maybe you're starting to worry. Maybe you're looking outside and going, damn, you know, the shit is not looking the same. I'm starting to see a lot of scarcity. And because scarcity is happening, I'm also seeing a lot of people panic. They're panic buying, still to this day, and it's already been over a year. And Our consuming habits have to change. I think our consuming habits have to change. Us all being home, we should really realize what's worth a damn. What one thing I've realized is that the amount of processed foods that I still have in my home is quite amazing because we've cut back so much. Me and my family have cut back so much to the point where we're minimizing our footprint of trash. We've been, I'll probably throw one bag of trash out a whole week. Now, as far as recycling, we might have like seven or eight bags of recycling because we recycle a lot. But why I'm going there is just to show that maybe our consumption is leading to a lot of the stressors that we have. I was noticing this quite a bit when we started downsizing and did the whole Marie Kondo thing for a while. The Marie Kondo thing did help, and it helps alleviate stress when you don't have clutter around you. It also helps let you focus a little bit more because you're letting go of the things that you don't need. I went through my closet during this whole thing, and then I got rid of a whole another like four bags of clothes. I was just like, why do I have so much clothes? What do I really need? And not only that, but it's also a step for preparation too. So if you're a prepper, or maybe you're preparing to, make a move or something, maybe this is a good time to start packing the things you're not using and seeing if you can get rid of them, seeing what you can reuse or recycle, and maybe projects you had left sitting there. I don't think there's any reason for anyone not to be accomplishing whatever goals you set forth, especially now since you have so much time at home. For those who are still working from home, I know there's a lot of others that are still working physically out there and are out there face to face, and I'm not saying that it's going to be easy for them because it's changing for us as well. On the other side, the call center environment is kind of going up. Customer service is still needed, and I just think it's just changing with the brick and mortar stores because we're seeing a lot of online ordering and stuff, and hopefully that doesn't impact us too much, but I would say that, a couple of things I do see is the scarcity is there. Some areas have things, some things have, hiked up. We're starting to notice that some industries are starting to kind of buckle under the pressure of everything that's going on. I'm not sure, what kind of other stores are around you, but I have seen a lot of restaurants close down in some parts of northern Austin and stuff. So yeah, there's impact and people are hurting, we can't stop. We can't stop just because of what's going on. Everyone has to work in their capacity and do their part. We can't just all be home, unfortunately. That's not the way it works. But being a little courteous and thinking about the other person goes a long way. I mean, I've seen people start, losing their lids on people who are trying to get orders for them, and they don't understand that maybe their orders are backlogged. These guys are understaffed. Maybe they lost two or three people. I mean, there's a lot of factors nowadays, and I'm just seeing people get more and more angrier. And instead of addressing the situations, and if you're one of those people that are outbursting or maybe hold your heart on your sleeve and have been real emotional with other people, then maybe this is a good time to start looking at yourself and seeing what things you need to work on. Because if you're the cause of a lot of outbursts, then maybe, look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Do some research. Figure out what's going on with you that you feel that way. 'Cause there's no reason not to be happy. We're all fucking blessed. We have the ability to spoil ourselves with the little goods. We still have the ability to communicate across the world at a drop of a dime, and for those who are struggling, I'm not saying that it's going to get any easier, but sitting there moping about it ain't going to help. I think this is the time for action. And a lot of people are doing that. And I don't mean action as in going to DC, okay, guys? I mean as in action in your own. All right. Well, I apologize. Got call in the middle of an episode. Gotta love it. So the VA is all for. Well, I just like I said, I'm so happy that you guys have been reaching out to me. There's been a couple of people who I've felt like I've made a positive impact on, and a couple of people who have communicated a lot of different other information to me that has really geared me on the path that I've been in with this whole podcast. And I'm just happy that you guys are enjoying the material, the content. And if you guys got any suggestions or would like me to do anything else, please feel free to hit me up. So, once again, going back onto the topic of being enough, know that you really are. Some people just don't tell it to themselves. Maybe you don't have a significant other, maybe you don't have anyone that's with you to tell you, or maybe you're far from family at the moment. Or deployed, or any type of situation you're in, just know that you're always enough to do whatever you need to do, and you have the capabilities of doing it. There's just steps and research that are required before you can get to a certain goal. And I would say I also wanted to give a quick update on the format of the podcast currently. So season one, like I was telling you guys, would be understanding your body, reflecting on adversity, what is fitness, and what veteran organizations to support. This is information that came out back in 2018 roughly. And then this season, where we have the Crazy Russian Uncle and the important 2020 update, and then the How to Cope with PTSD episode with Dr. John and Melissa King. What I am thinking that second season is going to be more of mind. The first season was body, right? So I'm thinking body, mind, and soul for the three seasons that I'm planning for Sandino's True Talk. So we did a lot of body, but I would like maybe some input in that direction from you guys to see if there's anything you guys still want to know about your body that I maybe didn't cover, or maybe reformatting one of those episodes to make it a little bit more informative for you guys. So that's something I will be working on. As far as this season, I did have a couple of episodes planned. I got one with a good friend of mine that's coming up. His name is Mr. Trubenstan. And then I also have another episode coming up, hopefully with the organization called Project Lohi, which is run by one of my old army buds that is currently, I believe, in Vietnam, if I'm not mistaken. Pretty much running a charity organization down there where he helps, any people who are currently maybe impacted, where they're not having any work or need access to clean water and stuff like that. He really works in the rural areas of Thailand, in the sticks parts, and he's definitely gonna talk about. He was talking about just kind of how his whole process went from being an American, establishing an organization overseas. So I think that's something that's very important to talk to him about. But if you guys got any questions, feel free to message me or DM me, and I'll get those questions formatted for them. So when I do start running that episode, we can go ahead and get some more information. Now, with them, it's a little bit more difficult because they are in a pretty rural area, so they don't always have access to internet. They may have to go to a certain location to get some internet access, just kind of reach out to me. So once I get that information, we'll give you a better update there. Other than that, what I wanted to also talk about in this episode is maybe minimizing the amount of things or the amount of negative people you have around you. Start reassessing your friendships, seeing where you kind of stand. Who is it that you want to be with in 2021? What goals you have set forth? This year I got a little uncomfortable again. I decided to go back to school. I'm starting back, trying to finish my BA. It's been forever and a day. I think I feel a little bit like Ryan Reynolds in National Lampoon because I've been going to college since 2009 and still haven't gotten my BA degree. So don't judge me there. I was in the military a long time and it was hard double dipping. For me, those last couple of years were tough, so I didn't have the time or freedom to really get back into school. But now I found myself asking myself, why didn't I? And instead of why I didn't, I decided to just enroll. And 3 grand later for 2 classes, I might get a little step closer. That's just something personal that I wanted to share, just so you guys understand that sometimes you gotta get uncomfortable to move forward. And I think this is something that I needed to do, not only for myself, but to ch close that chapter and just give myself the closure. When I failed selection, that was something else that I needed. I needed some closure on failing selection, so I ended up registering for the GBC challenge, the Green Beret challenge, and I ended up completing it. But it mentally, it tore me up, man. Mentally, that race was probably one of the toughest races. If I was to do it again today, I probably would breeze through it. But when I initially did it, it was bothering my mind so much that about everything that I was going through that it was a good reflection tool that I needed to actually go through the GBC. To kind of let go of my failure from selection, because I was holding on to that for a long time. I was holding on to it for a long time. I didn't want to let it go. It was like part, I felt like it defined me. So it's important sometimes to step back and kind of get uncomfortable again and go into these positions where you didn't see yourself being. Yeah, because I did not picture myself going back to school because I pretty much have the job that I would have liked to have had in the IT industry, but I'm kind of over IT now, and I think that I want to gear towards something else, and more helping people and being on the social side. I think that's what fits me, and maybe that's something that fits you, because not everybody is meant to do the same thing. Some people are thinkers, some people are builders, some people are good at talking to people. You don't necessarily have to be good at your job, but you have to try to be good at your job so then maybe you can learn another or learn what you don't like. Yeah. So know that you're enough, guys. Know that you're enough with your flaws. Know that you're enough with your issues. If you're dealing with some medical issues right now, I suggest you get on the grind, man. Start eating good food, clean food, fruits. Start your day with water, end your day with water. Just clean out your system when you can. Veggies is the best thing. You already know that. If you haven't done a cleanse in a long time or looking to, start off the year anew and maybe have some workout goals, go clean your gut out. Go do a little cleansing or maybe some fasting to get your system there, or start keto up. Whatever works for you. You know what I mean? No one knows your body better than you, but if you're feeling comfortable doing it, then you probably don't need to. If you're feeling uncomfortable doing it, then that's probably what you need to do. Stick to the discomfort zone, and I guarantee you'll grow. Other than that, ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to thank you guys all for your support and your constant reminders that people do care out there. And I appreciate all your communicating to me about your stories and current positions and how can we help. I mean, I have had so many blessed messages from tons of people. And shout out to my people over in India. I love you guys. You guys are definitely creating something for my podcast that I would have never seen. And I really appreciate you guys. I'm just trying to get to know my audience more, and I've been able to really bridge a gap with, I don't know, a lot of people, mostly in the Middle Eastern area, and then also in Asia, as in India and some parts of, Sri Lanka, Cambodia, the Philippines. So it's been an interesting time for us here at Sarandino's True Talk, and we're continuously growing. Got some new equipment. Ended up building a new PC, so studio is definitely getting better. Still working on some video aspects, because I'm still having some issues there. But I really initially loved my initial episodes, and I wanted to go back to that a little bit, just so you guys know that I remember, and I remember the starts of this podcast, and I'm not going to let anything change that. We're just gonna add to it. We're gonna add to it, and there's a lot of other things that will continue to make us grow, and there's gonna be moments where we're gonna be able to bridge the gap with our community, maybe do some charity work for certain organizations, and we're gonna continue doing what we need to do. Thank you guys for listening, and you guys have a blessed day. And don't forget to love the person to the left and to the right, and the person that's hating on you too. And you guys stay awesome, and never sway to think that you are not enough. Have a good day.